Hello and welcome to the Career Talks by the Media Design University. Here, everything revolves around a career in the field of media, design, technology, and management. We take a look behind the scenes of the many exciting bachelor's and master degree programs and apprenticeships offered by the Media Design University. We deal with questions around applications and job entry, listen to voices from the Media Design University and from exciting companies. We talk about career topics that move us. Listen in, let yourself be inspired, and of course, always give us feedback. Yeah, thank you for tuning in. And today we have an English episode again in which we want to talk about cover letters, or also called motivation letters. Next to the CV that we discussed in our last episode, one of the most important application documents. And in days of ChatGPT, where you can just say, you know, write me a good cover letter for this application or for this job offer, it's of course the question, how much is this really still needed, and how up to date is this still to ask for cover letters? However, we do see, especially in the German job market, of course, still a lot of companies that ask for a cover letter, or at least a short piece of writing that outlines why you are interested in that particular position and job. And that is often also not something that ChatGPT can necessarily answer, but it's about you saying also, why are you interested in them? Why are you motivated, as the motivation letter says, for that particular job? So let's have a brief look how this works and what should be included. Generally, in your application documents, you should have the CV, which we already discussed last time, the cover letter, or also called motivation letter, and possibly you also include a reference letter or a transcript of grades. Generally, I would say don't overwhelm the people. Keep it short and simple. Send them what they ask for. So if they ask you only for a CV, you can also only send the CV and put your motivation letter or your cover letter maybe in the short email that you send with your CV. And if they ask for more things, then of course provide them. So if they ask for a reference letter or for a transcript of grades, of course send that to them. But if they didn't ask for it, they can always ask for more, right? So our first goal is to make them curious, interested, to find out more about you, and then we can always send more information. With a cover letter or any piece of writing that you send to outline how you are motivated and interested in this position, I have a couple of tips. And that's probably the most important thing of this episode today, these two, three tips. So number one, whenever you apply somewhere, please find out who are you talking to. So if possible, never send your emails or motivation letters to dear sir, madam, to whom it may concern, or dear team of company XYZ. But find out who's in charge. Who are you actually talking to? Is it Tina, Peter, Thomas? Find out. And if you can't find out through the job offer or LinkedIn or the website, call them. Only very few applicants call, and I always recommend anyhow in the application process to try to get a personal connection. So call the company and say, hey, do you actually have an internship on offer? If you want to apply for an internship and you're not sure, do you have an internship on offer? This is what I'm looking for. When could I start? Where do I send my application to? Who's in charge? Oh, it's Tina. Great. I will send Tina my application. And also, if you have other questions around the application process, always call them and ask them, create a personal connection. Also, if you know who's in charge, add this person on LinkedIn. Don't send too much information on too many channels, but always try to get in touch personally and build a personal relationship. So once you've done that, and once you know who you're talking to, please start the cover letter with the personal address. So, hey, Tina, and possibly also thank him or her for the conversation from yesterday. So, hey, Tina, thank you so much for our lovely conversation yesterday. And then we talk about why we want to apply. So a quick sentence on why you are interested in that company. So, hey, Tina, thank you so much for our lovely conversation yesterday. I'm really interested in your company because XYZ. And then in the motivation letter, it is amazing if you can talk about your studies. So what have you done so far in your studies? About your internship or work experience? What experience have you already gained in the sector, in an internship, or also in another company that is worthwhile for what you're applying for? And you can also make a personal reference. So you can talk about your hobbies or that you're interested in the subject since you're very young, that it's a great passion of yours. So we are talking to humans, we are humans. So try also to write it authentically and openly. Yeah, it doesn't have to be, of course, very colloquial, but it shouldn't also be super stiff. And then very, very important, the reference to the company. Why do you apply to them? Why are you interested in this particular company and not in any other country, company? So that is also very important to include. And then you close with that you're looking forward to hearing from them. You can sum up again in two sentences your key knowledge, your key features from studies and work, and then say, I'm looking forward to meeting you. If you have any questions, do reach out. So we want to have a personal address, thank them for the conversation possibly yesterday. You want to tell them why you are interested in them, in their company or organization, about your experience, relevant experience from studies, internship or work experience, and you can also make a personal reference, for example, to hobbies. And very important, also include why are you interested in them. And then we have the ending, looking forward to hearing from you with a super quick summary of your key features. Important is that you are concrete. So often people also say like, yeah, I'm such a great team player and I'm very motivated and I'm so interested. But that is all, you know, everyone can say that. So be concrete and tell me what you did in your studies, especially maybe in a seminar, in an essay, in your thesis. Mention specific projects, hobbies, interest. So try to make it as concrete as possible and try to prove your points. And maybe if you don't have exact working experience yet in that particular sector or that particular work, you can also, of course, include transferable skills. So maybe you haven't worked yet very client-faced in a marketing agency, but you had a side job for many years where you worked in a restaurant and you always had to satisfy all the different needs of customers. You had to work in a team. So that is, of course, not in the exact sector you want to work in now, but you still have gained relevant experience and you can include that. So you can say, I've been working in a team, I've been working with clients, and therefore I have already acquired skills that are also important for this job that I'm applying for now. Another thing that is very important is that you write it for them and not for yourself. By that I mean, I often read CVs like, I would really like to improve my skills and I want to learn from you. And living in New York has been a dream since such a long time. So I would love to join your new work office and learn from you. And that is, of course, fine. And of course, companies know that, especially in the beginning of your career, when you're looking for an internship, that you are still very young, looking for a start, looking to learn. And that is also great. But on the other hand, that's, of course, all for you, right? You want to improve your skills, you want to learn, you want to live in New York. So what is in it for them? Think from that perspective. So you can say, I have already acquired this skill set and that I would like to bring into your team. Also, I'm a fast and keen learner. I can quickly integrate and I had already an international experience and I would like to have another one and learn more in this international context. And since I have had that experience before, I'm sure I can integrate quickly. So that is just, you know, an example of like, what do you already bring to the table and why is it interesting for you to work for them to work with you, even though, of course, on the other hand, you can also say why you're interested in them and why you want to learn from them. So that is some of the most important points. And when we think of how do we open the cover letter or the motivation letter, think of something that could make you curious. So maybe there is something from your childhood, you know, that you've known this company for many, many years. Maybe you have a huge passion for the topic or for the company. Maybe you follow them for a long time and you can start with admiration for them that you've, you know, have been following and seeing what they're up to for a long time. You can also start with accomplishments and maybe talk about what you already achieved in that sector and how you want to bring it to their company now. So try to avoid a bit boring and overused openers like, yeah, you know, here I'm applying for the marketing job, you know, like everyone else, or for the game design job or whatever it is. But try to think a little bit more creatively, possibly. Be lively and personable. So paint a picture, tell a story, maybe even make them smile. Of course, you shouldn't be, I don't know, I don't want to say even rude, because you wouldn't be that, but like, you know, too colloquial, but you want to show that you take it seriously. But of course, it's people you're talking to, so be human, be genuine, be memorable. And communicate that you bring something to the company. Like I said already, they want to think this person can do something for us rather than this job would help them. And always stick to the point, be relevant with everything you write, and make sure that it is relevant for them. Of course, we also see now that companies are not anymore asking for motivation letters, but maybe for audio messages or videos. So check exactly in the job opening what they want. And if you want, you can of course also start your motivation letter and say, hey, I've recorded a short video for you. You can find it here. And in that video, introduce yourself and tell them why you are interested in them. So basically, the motivation letter, cover letter, is about showing to the company why you are amazing and they should get to know you more, and why you are interested in them. That's really the two main key points. So how do you best go about it? I would say, if you have a job offer, analyze the skills that are wanted and needed and the keywords. And then think of what matching experiences do you have in different areas. So from work, internships, hobbies, projects, and note that all down, and also think of transferable skills. So think of what experiences do I bring to the table, have I acquired in different settings for this job? And that will also help you a lot in the job interview, right? So take these notes and of course keep them also for later. And then think a little bit of your story or your personal branding and how you can package this into different paragraphs, like I discussed before. You know, what do you bring from work, from studies? And then find a matching start and ending, and let it also be reviewed by peers and friends and family so they can give you some feedback. So if you don't have a job offer at all, so there's nothing you can look up what they need because you apply by initiative, then try to have a conversation with them, maybe over the phone or over email, and say, look, I'm very interested in that. What would be your key requirements? What are you looking for? So you can target your application at least a little bit accordingly. And if you don't send a motivation letter, a proper motivation letter, then try to shorten everything that I've just discussed down to a few sentences and write it in the email that you're possibly sending with your application. So put it in the email and then attach your CV. Like I said in the beginning, of course, a lot is changing right now with technology and with how applications are also changing. And the question is, of course, how needed are motivation letters still, and how do companies look onto that? Do they think this is old school and not required anymore? We still see a lot of companies asking for it. And at the same time, I also think you can, of course, always ask ChatGPT, you know, to review it for you or give you some more tips. But also for you really to think of, what do I actually bring to the table and why am I interested in this company, is also a great preparation then for the job interview that you'll be hopefully invited to. So take this also as an exercise for yourself to think about these points and then package it lively and openly, humanly, in a nice document to send it over to them. And with that, I say good luck. And if you have any questions, you find more information in the show notes and can of course also always reach out to us. Good luck with your applications, and I'm looking forward to reading some of them. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode today. If you have any feedback or ideas for great guests to discuss topics around media, design, technology, then reach out to us. We are looking forward to hearing from you.